Saskatoon, Musumin First Nation Chief Cheryl Kopeshuet wore a red shirt with the Canadian map in front and the words, Land Back, and on the back, the phrase, No Justice on Stolen Land. Her apparel summed up the sentiments voiced by Kopeshuet, the executive of the Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations and the chiefs of the 73 other nations on the introduction of the Saskatchewan First Act at the Provincial Legislative Assembly. The Saskatchewan First Act or Bill 88 was introduced by Saskatoon Stonebridge Dakota MLA Bronwyn Eyre from the Sask Party, the Minister of Energy and Resources. The bill unanimously passed 43-0 on the second reading on November 28, Monday night. Bill 88 asserts Saskatchewan's exclusive legislative jurisdiction over natural resources. It also seeks to amend the Saskatchewan Constitution, confirming the province's autonomy. Kopeshuet said the bill would affect the daily lives of First Nations communities in the province, including the Treaty Land Sharing Network introduced last year, granting Indigenous peoples the right to use the land owned by ranchers within the network. When our great-grandfathers signed the treaties back then, they protected our resources and lands. They knew back then that our land is rich in natural resources, and they want to protect the future generation, Kopeshuet told Saskatoday. Our ancestors are just looking after the next generation, like the future children and us. That's why we leaders need to continue their legacy and fight for the treaties that were signed in the day. Kopeshuet was among the five female chiefs that spoke against the bill, joining Chiefs Margaret Bear, Ochipawatsa First Nation, Crystal Okimo, Lucky Man First Nation, Joyce Natohau, Montreal Lake Cree Nation, and Tammy Cook Sirson, Lac La Ronge Indian Band, via Zoom. She added that she was proud of her fellow female chiefs, their male counterparts, and the FSIN executive for making a statement against the bill. FSIN 4th Vice Chief Heather Bear and Mosquito Grizzly Bear Head Lean Man First Nation Chief Tanya Aguilar Antiman were also present. This fight is not only for us but for our children's future and the next generation. It is for those who are yet to be born. That's why I am speaking on behalf of the over 2,000 members of our community as their tribal chief, said Kopeshuet. Kopeshuet set Musumin First Nation, under Treaty 6 territory, as an example of how the resources on their land are being exploited by an oil company that started drilling for oil, damaging their river. They're using the river to extract it, oil. The oil was so thick that it needed water to extract it. They are bothering Mother Earth's water and the land itself. That company came from Alberta, and they did not even consult us, said Kopeshuet. Our First Nations are crying for housing, and yet last year they pulled out $2.7 billion from that plant alone. As I said, no consultation at all. That's why we, FN chiefs and FSIN executive, are calling for the bill's immediate retraction and for the lawmakers to consult us before acting on it.